We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk. Reminder that me, Deuce, and Bobby will be out at the Beau Rivage Casino and Resort tomorrow with a sports book and bar out there in Biloxi. So come on by and hoot at. Get you ready for the NFC Championship game for the second time in Saints history in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome on Sunday against the Rams. Bobby, something you and I were talking about. We're going to get to Chad. Sit tight in Bell Chase. You and I were talking about this during the news. With technology today, how crazy do you think that dome would be if they were able to come up with a hologram of Tom Benson leading the Who Dat Chant?
Well, I mean, I think you could do it. Don't they have concerts like Michael Jackson or Prince? Whatever. So I don't know. You have them doing the Benson Boogie with an umbrella hologram, and then you just kind of start to chant. I'm sure they could figure that out. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like a spiritual experience, to say the least, if that would occur.
Down here in these parts, we're very much believers in divine intervention. You know, Tom Benson up there in heaven, potentially having the strings and pulling some strings with the Saints. I mean, it'd be kind of neat.
You know, I don't know if you could put all. I wouldn't say because Jim's still living, Henderson. But
it's
like Jim Henderson, Buddy D, and Mr. Benson, like the trifecta, you know, doing the Who Dat chant. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities going forward.
You, the city champ, and Pat Swilling.
Man, if you put me, Ricky Jackson, and Pat Swilling out there, come on. Reggie Bush and all, they get excited about the Saints and Who Dat chant and, you know, Vilma and all that. But listen, you got to be a damn cheerleader. They ain't no more cheerleader than me. I know what it takes. Listen, I would be out there, take it to the next level. I would, like, go, I don't know, maybe do a little circle, 10, 15, 20 yards, whatever it might take, to get the fans so geeked up. Now, I might blow up my Achilles, you know, when I get up and get them going. And then
you almost tweaked your knee the last time.
Well, they can, I don't know, get the cart out there. But I'll bring it. You know, like do the Who Dat chant and just get the card. Oh, Hebert blew out his Achilles. Let's just get him off the field. Oh, what is he doing? But you got to bring passion. It ain't no I'm trying to be reserve or I'm trying to be distinguished. Distinguished is football. Why in the hell are you being distinguished? It's passion. It's a fight. It's a fight. And listen, the winner goes to spoils. You know what? There's no time for second place. Either you win or you lose. So what does it take to win? Whatever you have to do. It's not like, oh, well, you know, we tried hard. Tried hard, yeah, that's PE class. You know, that's something that you do that's not competitive sports at the highest level. So at the bottom line, you got to do whatever it takes to win the game. That's why you play. It's not. There's no room for second place. And that's why, you know what's crazy? Like, okay, it's a continuous process. You got to win this game. Now, I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but what do you have to do? If you go to Atlanta, you got to win the Super Bowl. Because who remembers the Super Bowl runner-up? Look, Carolina did it twice. Atlanta did it twice. Runner-ups. No one talks about you. You got to be the champion. That's why it was significant that Sean Payton beat the Eagles. You don't want to be the you want to be the champion, you got to beat the champion. And we did it twice. We stepped up to the challenge. And that's what we got to do going forward. The Rams are our next obstacle going forward. So we got to beat the Rams. Now, listen, I think the Rams are way better than the Eagles. I'm just going to be honest with you. I think the Rams are amongst the best. But we have a chance to beat them two times this year. We got them in the dome. It's not no neutral site. It's not in the L.A. Coliseum in Hollywood. It's in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. So we got to have the dome field advantage and truly make a difference. You know, if it's that neutral site, it might be a pick'em game. But we a three-point favorite. So we got to bring it from the get-go that it truly is a 3 to 4 or 5-point advantage. listen, I don't care. I don't know what's going to happen in the game. We just got to win. I don't care if it's an ugly win. You know what's unbelievable? Just goes to show you how good the Vikings were. We beat Brett Favre. Now, I'm going old school now. Old school, what I mean by the year we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
When we beat Brett Favre and the Vikings, to show you how good the Vikings were, on the road, you know, they had five turnovers, and they still had a chance to win the game until we secured that, you know, Garrett Hartley. And no one.
Until Tracy Porter intercepted that pass.
Yes. Think about that. That's how good Brett Favre and the Vikings thought they were that year. So you don't know what's going to transpire, what it's going to take to go to the Super Bowl. The bottom line is when the game is 0-0-0, when it's done, it doesn't matter how you won. You just got to win the game.
Pat Swilling's checking in. What's going on, Pat? How are you?
I'm doing good. But hey, I had to call in. Hey, Bobby, you're right. Screw all that diplomacy and all that crap, man.
Right.
It's about winning the ball game. That's all this is about, man. I was there Saturday. Hey, Bobby, you know what I told Cam Jordan?
Tell me.
I'd give my life to be on the other side, coming off that corner with him just one more time, Bobby. Just one more time.
Hey, Pat.
He still looks like he could do it, too.
No.
I saw him last Thursday.
Pat can make that money. Hey, Bobby, I can fall down and make some money. One play.
No, listen. Pat looks the part. Pat has been in shape for life. He looks like he could bring it opposite of Cam Jordan. No, we need Okafor, whoever it might be. But Pat, think of this opportunity, and it's one game. That can you do what it takes to get to the Super Bowl? When I look at, you know, who's a player, now he's in the opposition, who's motivated. I look at Ndamukong Suh, how he played against Dallas versus what he's done the regular season. But you know what? Because he knows what's at hand. You have some players.
He played his butt off.
Yeah. You have some players that are so talented, they might say, man, I got to do this for 2 or 3 months. But then all of a sudden you get them in a scenario because they're so skilled. And, if I do this for 2 or 3 weeks, I'm in the Super Bowl. So, Pat, listen, they need to get me, you, and Ricky out there to do the Who Dat Chant. I know we'd bring it.
Hey, we would bring it, man. I would love to. But, Bobby, we're going to be there. And, hey, I challenge the Who Dat Nation. Hey, you guys come. Do what you did last week. I was on the sideline last week, and it was great. Hey, Bobby, we'll be there. Me and Ricky will be there. You'll be there. Hey, we're going to win this game, man. We're going to win this game.
We got to be loud and proud. And, Pat, it doesn't matter what you do on Monday morning, whether you have a boss to deal with or you got a coworker, you shouldn't have a voice.
You shouldn't have a voice at all.
You got to be
Pat.
But with the saying, Christian, no voice
no
Monday.
No voice Monday.
Yeah.
It's no voice Monday, Pat.
No voice Monday.
And it's a blackout in the dome. Pat, will you and Ricky swing by the pregame?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
All right,
we're going to be there.
Why don't you swing by? We're between gates A and B. We're between gates A and B.
Okay, we'll be there. All right, guys.
All right, Pat.
There you go.
All right, who
three of the Saints legends.
Pat's a freaking warrior. Let me tell you what, I'm getting goosebumps right now. When I think of, like, Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson, Von Johnson, Sam Mills, what? Man, I can start crying. I get so excited about that.
Is this defense the best defense the Saints have had under Sean Payton and since the Dome Patrol?
Well, they're opportunistic at times, but can you truly be opportunistic and get takeaways? And what I mean by that is, like, the Eagles, did we have any sacks? You might say, I mean, I don't know. We got after Nick Foles. Did we really get after him?
Not really.
Okay. End of story. That's why I'm not.
What I mean is that 09 defense was opportunistic, but they would give up some big plays at times, and they weren't shutting teams out for 3 quarters of a game. They weren't shutting teams out for an entire half of games.
No, but
the Saints have done that regularly this year.
Look at 09 season compared to right now. Christian ain't even close. What I mean by that, you know what I mean by that?
No.
Takeaways.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Then we have like 39 takeaways.
But the sack totals are higher.
Of the talent, yes. Sack totals are higher, but we didn't get a sack against the Eagles. You might say, oh, what about quarterback hurries, quarterback hits? No, I'm talking about sacks. I'm talking about breaking the opposing quarterback arm. You know what you could do today? And I'm watching what's occurring in other games, whether it be on Andrew Luck or wherever it might be. Look at all the games when all of a sudden you can go after the football and break a quarterback's arm and you won't get in trouble because you're not going for their head. You're not hitting him in the chin. You're not knocking him the crap out. So what I'm saying, and I think defensive coaches are coaching this now, Von Miller, I think he was old school like Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson, ball hawking, go for the ball. So if I'm rushing Jared Goff, if I'm Cam Jordan, Okafor, whoever it might be, you might have an angle and you might say, man, I got a kill shot on him. You got to do like a radar.
How's that go?
And do, and you're going straight for their elbow, their arm. They're not holding on the ball. They either get a fumble or incomplete. You can affect their arm. You can maybe hurt their arm. But that's what you got to do today, and you won't get in trouble.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, this is
no
Sports Talk.
No personal foul, 15-yard penalty if you do that.
On WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.